Hello, Aaron here, and welcome back to Daily Tech News. And so, yeah, I just want to say hello after my week-long break. And so, I have told you guys in the last update that I will be recording only on weekends. And so, that's going to be this weekend and next weekend. And then after that, I will be back to normal every day. And so, yeah, let's get into our topic. And so, our topic today is AI. And yeah, let's get into it right after this message from my sponsor. The answer to every one of these questions is really simple: Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. That's ANCHOR.FM/START to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. All right, welcome back. So before I get into what AI is and some facts about it, I have a deal for you all, and that deal is the fact that Amazon Fire TV Stick 4K media streamer with Alexa voice remote is $30 on Amazon. So yeah, you should go check that out. And so first, let's talk about where does the term AI come from? So before we even go into that, we need to figure out what AI even means. And so AI means artificial intelligence. And so yeah, where did artificial intelligence come from? And so in 1956, John McCarthy defined it as, in quotes, "the science and engineering of making intelligent machines." The term can also be used to define the intelligence that the system demonstrates. And so now that we know where AI came from and basically what it is, we can learn where AI is used. And so AI is used in many fields, including computer science, psychology, neuroscience, cognitive science, linguistics, operations research, economics, control theory, probability, optimization, and logic. And AI is also used in robotics, control systems, scheduling, data mining, logistics, and facial recognition. And so, if you're wondering how AIs learn, basically, they use computational intelligence. And so, it involves iterative development or learning. So, repetition is key in this game. And so, for example, an AI may take a ton of data and find the best outcome through repetition. Another example is an AI that runs a batch of tests, so like repetition again, and reports back the data that the AI used to accomplish that task. And so we as people are basically always being exposed to AI wherever we go. And so if you search for something on the internet and you're using Google, you are training Google's search engine to give you results that are sometimes personalized. And so, if you ask, like, OK Google or Hey Siri or Alexa, you are basically talking to an AI that has been developed over the years by others. And sometimes they do just search the internet for the answer, but if you talk to the AI and ask it something like, "Who won the MLB All-Star game?" and then ask, "Who was the winner's pitcher for that game?" it might respond, and if it does, then it's been trained to like act like a normal human would, or like listen to something and get taught like a normal human would. And so with all this AI coming out and like all this new technology, we've all been amazed, but there's actually been a goal for AI. It's a race. And that whole goal is to get something that is so close to being a human, just a pure human that it would, like, has the same characteristics. But to be able to test that, we would put it the AI against a Turing test. It's like to see if it's human or not. And so the test was actually made by Alan Turing in 1950. And finally, what are some downsides to AI? And so, if AI is developed further, it is possible that it will be put into the workforce and start to eliminate jobs. Another problem is that only a few people will be able to control the power that comes with the AI. Another problem is judgment calls. AI has not been very good at solving practical problems that humans can easily solve, like politics, for example. And finally, it costs a lot of money to develop AI. And so, to be honest, that is not a top priority problem. Probably the jobs and the judgment calls are pretty high. But yeah, it is, we're still at the bottom end of development here. And so, yeah, that's this episode. And so, if you would like to find where I got all my info from, I will leave links in the description. And yeah, I will talk to you guys next weekend, and thank you for listening to Daily Tech News.